and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. No, it's the Wanderlust Wonder Time. As you know, this is where we spotlight tourist sites in Africa and way beyond. And in our spotlight today, we have National Art Theatre. So the National Art Theatre is located in the cosmopolitan city of Lagos in Nigeria. And it's an iconic cultural landmark and the primary venue for performing arts and cultural events in Nigeria. Shaped like a military heart, like the heart of a military person. Yes, exactly. This monument is known for its distinctive architectural design and cultural significance. The theater hosts a wide range of performances, including music concerts, dance shows, and the theatrical productions, attracting both local and international artists and audience. Oh, yes. If you are a performance art lover, then keep your eyes and your ears open for events happening at the National Theatre to experience the magic. So, we are about to meet our guests for today. Sit back and let's dive in. And here today we have one of my, call him my burros, younger brothers in the tourism space, Bolaji Ekabo.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Bolaji Seun is the brand manager of Niger Explorers, a Nigerian tourism brand that seeks to showcase Nigeria's unique destinations to the world and promote domestic tourism in Nigeria. Having traveled to 33 states, you're almost done. of the nation, that's Nigeria. Bolaji is a travel writer, tourism promoter, and a tour operator, and has bagged numerous of awards, ranging from the Rising Star of the Year Tourism at the Pine Awards, Best Domestic Traveler in Nigeria at the Abuja Jambama Festival 2022. And he also holds a bachelor's degree in tourism and hospitality management. So he actually went to kind of study the course.
Of course.
All right, Bolaji, how did you get here? Why tourism? I know from what I've read, okay. Of course, you studied it. But what now made you say, I want to make it a business and got you here?
Okay, I will start by saying tourism is a passion. Tourism is a passion. Because if you don't have passion, not be able to do tourism.
Yes,
I agree. So I remember years back when I was at the Polytechnic of Ibadan, that was in 2014 to 15. So when I gained admission into the school, so I saw a tourism club in on campus that time. So when I saw the tourism club, I joined the club. So from that moment, I developed passion for tourism. So we're going on local tours within Ibadan.
Wow, within Ibadan.
Yes. So within Ibadan, we're going to for local tours and so on, you know. So from then, I met with one of our mentors, which we know, Mr. Omololu.
Yes.
So introduced to me some of the tourism platform which I joined from there. We have other tourism club from other schools, other association like Mapoli. So sometimes we go on trip together. So from there I developed passion for tourism, and actually I was going on tour for myself for my own pocket money. Of course. So you know, I had this passion just because during those time I usually bring my friend from outside Nigeria for tourism, for religious tourism.
Church programs.
Yes, most of the white guys. So I take them around and so on. So, you know, and you know, we have a bad image of Nigeria during that time. So I was trying to create and a good image of Nigeria by showcasing those tourist sites, mm-hmm. going to especially the northern part of Nigeria, which people are scared of coming. Yeah. So I went to the northern part, I been to everywhere there, I was able to get to understand the culture, mm-hmm. religion and so on. So I was telling people, northern Nigeria is not the way people perceive it to be. So,
and I know you used to share your pictures on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, of course. So,
did you actually wanted to read tourism? Was that what you wanted to read, or that what they gave you?
No, I actually wanted to read it because.
Why? Tell me. Okay. Trace back. What made you say I want to read it?
Life happens by chance sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was in school, when I finished my ND. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I wanted to go to the university. Mm-hmm. So I wrote another jam. Mm. So yeah. So when I was, I took another course.
Okay.
So when I discovered was not
what up to
the.
What course was that, if I may ask?
That was history, international relation, or something like that. Yeah. Like, yeah. So when I went to the cafe, I was trying to put University of Adoekiti or Ekiti State mm-hmm. University, mm-hmm. and put the same history, mm-hmm. and I saw tourism.
They say,
you know, I was already doing tourism by that time. You know, yes. I said, no, why not go for tourism? Since I'm in the practical aspect, I'm very good in it, 100%. So why not go in the theoretical aspect? Then I choose tourism.
So what did you read for your NDA? That's your national
diploma,
right?
Local government.
Okay, you read local government.
And development studies. I love government.
Okay.
I love politics.
No wonder, anytime you're always traveling, you always try to visit local governments
of
those
course,
places.
Yeah.
So okay, now how did Niger Explorers now come to be?
Okay, that was in 2019. I know before we created Niger Explorers, mm-hmm. I tried many talk complaints. I remember I tried the Big Adventures.
So I remember.
So I tried to put out a trip and so on, you know, a lot of disappointment and people, you know, and so on. So I never feel discouraged, actually. So what happened is one day I sat down and I said, what can I do? Let me start. I think I've spent a lot of money in this tourism industry. So I too supposed to have something that will be income for me in tourism space. Okay, let me try to create something. So I sat down with one of my two friends. I was like, so I brought out some names. Explore Ninja Explorers. I was trying to, you know, to
think which one.
Yeah. So we now come about Ninja Explorers. So I created a page on Facebook. That was on Facebook first. That was 2019.
Because Facebook is very active.
Of course. So I was posting most of my past pictures and so on. So, you know, then I just have the page actually. So I remember I took some of my friends to Bauchi, Jaws and so on. I did a t-shirt that time. So I, you know, I'm someone that see the future. So I believe I have that
Prophet
vision. I have that vision that this brand is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, so I was going through that vision, and you know, I had a lot of challenges.
Can you share some of those challenges? Because I really want people to learn. We're not just here to tell them the good part.
Okay.
Let's can you share like two or three challenges you had trying to build this brand?
Okay. Yeah. Thank God for. First of all, thank God for COVID.
COVID really. Oh, you are thanking God for COVID.
Yes, because
like
without COVID, I think domestic tourism will not be in this space.
I agree with you. I think one of the benefits that we actually got from this, a lot of people could not travel again. So force, they had to look into Nigeria. Yeah. Where in Nigeria can I travel?
We started with that domestic tourism to Badagry. That was the first trip. We had about 40 people.
Wow.
Yeah. So the first trip,
we have 40 people. And they all paid.
They all paid.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
Because most people don't say their first trip is never really the best trip.
No, the first trip ever.
Wow.
And second trip.
And was one of your best trips.
Yes. Second trip, we have almost 32 people too.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, so we have a lot of...
If I may ask, because it's very important for people to know, how did you get these people?
You know, I myself, I'm good in social marketing, like tourism marketing.
Okay.
So I know how to market tours to people. And, you know, basically right now we have a lot of followers. If you can check our social
media. Yes, I know. That's why I'm asking. Yeah, people, how did you get them?
People believe us a lot because now they are, like for example, people want to make payment for tour. Most of them usually get scared because of a lot of fraud, a lot of things online. But you know, I have a lot of people doing the same thing my job, but there are some secret. There are some
customer service.
Not really customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I will talk that aspect.
Okay.
So that some other people can learn too. You know, if you have a tour company and you have a social media, so most of people that post tours on Instagram, social media, they post a flyer that they have a trip.
Yes.
And the end of the day, they don't do the trip.
Yes.
You get, and sometimes they will post people's content on their page, know. So when people go through that page, they will not be convinced, because one, your content is not on the page. Most of the three people said you are not doing it,
you're not the one doing it.
Yeah, so most of our flyers, we put it out, and on the flyer, the picture just a picture of our previous trip. That will make people to believe us.
Yeah,
and most of our pictures are all our content. And I myself believe in good photography,
so you invest a lot in photo, at least
in media
photographer. Yeah, you must have them in all your trips.
Yes, perfect one. I will check all our pictures are very clean, neat.
Yes,
you know,
are.
And so we give people the best of experience during our trip. Though there are a lot of challenges as well.
So let's go to challenges.
The challenges is when I started, I know I have issues with some people, some clients, though the more I grow, the more I learn actually.
Sure.
So, you know, the challenges was one, the bus, the transportation service.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, if you pay this guy to offer us a service, at the end of the day we ended up disappointed, you know.
And this also happened to me before, so I understand.
Yeah. And so the customer relations, sometimes there are some clients, you know, we in Nigeria, there are some clients that will pay you money for you to take them on a trip. You know, one thing people does not know, most of the clients don't know, is when you pay a tour company a money for a trip, your life is in their hand. Yeah, you have to do everything in order for them to, you know, to do
enjoy
everything. So now there are some clients, if they pay you money, they have believed that they have the total right to talk to you anyhow, to abuse you, to insult you, you know, because of the money they pay. You know, so I think that was the issue I have from the beginning.
How are you able to solve that?
You know, sometimes there are someone I didn't actually solve. You know, I believe if you go, another person will come.
Yeah, another person will
come. That is my belief.
But you had learned a lesson from
that one.
You never do again for the
next one. I've learned that one from me. That was years past. So for now, I think some clients know, I try my best to, you know, to satisfy
them.
It's
not even easy being a tour operator, especially in Nigeria, because the truth is that sometimes you want to offer your clients value, you don't get to those places, and the things you wanted to offer them, you can't find them anymore. That's usually the problem that sometimes people always have.
So we try our best to, you know, we are genuine. We do the pure tourism. We don't add anything. We don't do more than that, what we put out. And again, the issue of refund too is one of the biggest challenges you're having. Because one, you pay for a service, and we have a target.
And your contractors are giving you a target to meet at a certain time.
Yes, it's okay. We are taking 10 people, we market a trip, and end of the day, we get maybe like 5 people. So how do you want to use the 5 people payments to cover for the hotel, the transportation, and so on? You know, sometimes we end up postponing the trip, and sometimes we cancel. So, and to refund is a problem.
It's a problem.
And, you know, these are our people. They know we have to inform them.
You have to feel it.
So you have to find means to refund them.
Spend their money back.
And we like this now as a brand. We don't want to spoil our brand image.
Yeah.
Because anything that has to do with the money, we are very careful. So no matter how long it is, we are surely going to refund you your money.
What do you think about investment for small tourism businesses? Do you think it's something you would like to do in future, where you can get an investor that will invest in your business? Do you think it's something that small businesses in the tourism space should think about?
Well, I like it's part of investment. I actually love for my company or for my brand to be invested. I think we are really 100% qualified for investment. Yeah, because we have done a lot of trip and we have gotten a lot of experience and a lot of whatever they ask for criteria or something like that. So I believe in the future, if we can see a firm or a company or an organization or an individual that is going to invest in us, and I think everything is going to be high by then.
So how have you been financing your business at the moment?
Well, at the moment, it has not been easy actually, but you know, one thing about tour operating is sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes
you
make money.
Make money, and at days you don't make money.
So although we save, you know,
Say you're bootstrapping, that means whatever money you make, You try and invest it back in the business to help it grow.
So sometimes money I make, sometimes I save, you know, because investing in business, in the tourism business, there's nothing, I don't know how to put it, like...
No guarantee?
No guarantee. Like business, like we now, we are online stock business. Most of people ask us for our office. We told them we don't have office, we are online. Because the money we make online is more than people that are in office.
Yes. Because you know, by the time you're paying for that building that
everything,
brick and mortar, you are not using it get adverts online.
So that is why I said, I don't think there is something to invest on in the business, because apart from the media, instrument, equipment and other things.
Yes, and like the, hotels, transportation,
and also the staffs and people you are going to take with you. So those are the people you have to invest in. More invest, then the more they work hard for you.
Yeah.
The more everything is doing okay. Okay. So, you know, sometimes too, like last year, a lot of challenges. Thank you, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
One of the challenges is the exchange rate. In this country, you know, mostly we focus on Western African countries.
Yes.
So we do Benin Republic, Togo, and Ghana.
I was going to ask if you do other countries.
We do. So, you know, in December, we did a tour to Ghana, almost like 550,000 per person.
Mm.
We had more than 20 people that paid. So at the end of the day, we lost money, lots, because of the exchange rates. There are some unexpected expenses that we have to bring money from our savings to pay, and we can't ask
our clients money to pay because they've already paid for what they saw already.
And the
how have you been managing with that right now?
We are trying to come up, actually. So now we have a trip to Togo, Benin, Ghana, that will next month.
Mm-hmm.
Even tomorrow we are going to Benin. So at least we are trying to, even with the exchange rate, we are trying our best to make sure that people get certified and have value.
Are you guys
going to
make profit from it?
Actually, the mindset we have right from beginning is the mindset that really helped us, that helped Niger explorers
to stay where they are, where you guys are today.
Is because we don't have mindset for making profit.
Okay.
Our mindset was to do affordable trip so that we can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's little, if you make it, we are okay by that.
Okay.
You know, we just want to promote the brand.
You guys said that means you have, because I've asked other guests this question, because I know that building a tourism business is not easy. You will not make money immediately.
Yes, of course.
To be very honest, but you will make that traction that at the end of the day, your brand is something that people recognize and want to work with you. The question I want to ask is this: how have you been able to manage that? Because I know you're not making, you're making money, but not the way you want to. Do you have any side hustle that you're doing, like that will help, that's helping you too at the same time?
Let me tell you once something. Apart from the side hustle, we are talking about tourism in particular.
Yes.
So I will tell you something. One secret too. What is thing I'm saying? I don't know. I don't
know.
Sometimes I check my colleagues. Some people I don't know, some people I know, they will put out a trip.
Mm.
And it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people don't want to go for something. It takes kind of people that will pay for an expensive. Like if you are doing Benin, for 250,000 and you put on like 500,000 and we are going to the same location, the same places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes kind of people that will pay for that amount of money. You know, since we are offering the services, so we do something affordable.
Mm-hmm.
The more affordable, the more people we have. You see, it's secret.
Okay,
and
the more,
like two of us now, you do 500 like 250. When you now come to profit making, you may even make profit
more
than you.
Because of that.
You see, so we know how we do our tours sometimes. Yes, yes.
All right, so let's go to personal things about you. What are three things that people don't know about you?
Very good. Okay. I'll try to remember.
Remember.
Number one, you know my name actually.
Mm-hmm.
People know me as Bolaji BJ mostly popularly. But my Bolaji is my surname. People doesn't
Bolaji is your surname. What about Shea? What is
Shea? Shea is my name.
Hey gosh. I forgot correct it there. Your flyer.
So
Bolaji is your surname.
Yeah,
Shea is your name.
Because I love my dad.
It's too late. I'm already calling you Bolaji.
No, everyone knows Bolaji.
So you lost your dad and then you decided to put
So at the second in the hair I was why in school.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew I was in school. In the university.
What? They didn't know how, why?
Nobody
knew.
I kept it very
why?
But you know, I don't want people to know. I just want it to be a something of surprise, like
that's
wow.
New school, I
you know this guy studied tourism. you know. So even though I only went to Polytechnic.
When did you finish it?
That was 2022.
Ah,
I entered 2016,
19. Which university?
Ekiti State University. So I was in Ekiti State for 6 years.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
The third one.
I think most people, usually people that I know that I'm the owner of Ninja Explorers, because most if I go on trip, we go on trip, I don't let people to know I'm
the owner.
You're the
owner.
Yes, I'm part of the member.
That's why you say you're a brand manager. Guys, don't mind him, he's a founder.
You know, so that is how it is. Because
why is that? Let me tell you why.
If you go to the bank, you have issue in the bank, maybe your money is trapped somewhere in the bank, you are shouting, and the manager was not there. You keep quiet, you know. But when the manager is there, we go and meet the manager and shout. Do you understand me? So that the manager can quickly
help.
So why this same aspect, if I'm on trip and people get to know that I'm the owner of the brand, if anything happens, they will come and
look for you. So you don't say I'm the brand manager.
So that
I will get back to you. Let me get back to you.
In case anything happens, okay, tell your guardian or boss that.
All right, so mention like at least two or three your favorite destinations in Nigeria.
Okay,
I've
been to many
Nigeria.
Places. I have former and present.
So at least mention three places you recommend your clients to go to when they come to Nigeria.
I don't see the state or destination.
Anyone. If you want to say state, fine. Okay. And in that state, you can mention two or three places to visit. Or you can just mention a destination you feel
like the state I love mostly in Nigeria is Akwa Ibom State.
Why?
So it's a very cool state, and also they have one of the best hospitality.
Mm.
And two, the people are very good and friendly.
Okay.
Although they have plenty numerous trust sites, like when I was at the event at Awarding Event last time. So I was talking about if the government of Akwa Ibom can actually look into the tour site in Akwa Ibom, like the accommodation house in Nicola Basi.
Okay.
The state of the house is very bad.
Likewise, and it's a really beautiful place.
Yes. Likewise, other places need the government need to invest in tourism, need to recreate
the tour site,
they need to invest in, because this tour site brings income to the local community too.
Yeah.
You know, when the tourists visit, they are going to buy souvenirs, buy things as well.
They buy food, they buy everything. Okay, so that's one. Akwa Ibom,
The second state,
second one.
I can say, I love, what is it called? Jigawa State.
Okay, why?
I love the northern parts.
You mentioned them like a couple of times now. Why Jigawa?
Jigawa, you can see the history of Nigeria. Have you ever heard if bandits or Boko Haram attack Jigawa?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you.
So you learn the history of Jigawa.
So you know,
Jigawa.
Jigawa is a very cool state.
Mm.
It has about four emirates, and the people are friendly. And they have good road. They have very good road. And there's something initiated the government did. The government sponsors like the child education, like baby the girls and the guys. They have get school for the guys, while they have school for the guys, for the young boys, and they pay them every month.
Every month.
Just to encourage them to go to school. You see, and this is really good initiative, you know. And they have a lot of tour side too. Yeah, it's a nice state. And lastly, I will mention my state, Ekiti State.
Don't mention it, they'll come and fight you.
I'll mention my state. So we have like few of the natural wonders of Nigeria in my state, which is the Igogosi Water Spring, where there is cool and hot water. And we have the Awita Waterfall. The more you shout, the more the waterfall keeps falling.
It's falling.
Of course. And we have the fish, like... I forgot the name of the fishes, somewhere in Polilo or something like that, whereby they feed their gulls. So they don't
kill. They don't eat them.
Even though it steal the fish or it take the fish home and cook, it will never get done.
It's not cook.
Yeah, it's not cook. So, you know, there are a lot of mystery things in my state.
Jigawa, Akwa Ibom, and Ekiti. Yeah. Okay, so let's wrap up. What advice do you have for anyone coming to the tourism space?
Those already
in the industry, and of course the elders.
Let me talk to the upcoming one. Like, if you are coming up, I will advise you one thing is, you know, young people of these days, they want to make money sharp. you know, any business is business. Yeah, any business you must venture into, either tourism or anything, you have to be patient.
Yes.
You have to have somebody that will actually mentor you, mm-hmm. guide you. Mm-hmm. And if somebody is mentoring you, you have to be humble.
Yeah.
Because I had people that have tried to help at the end of the day, I got disappointed. Mm-hmm. So you have to be humble to learn and you know, be kind, mm-hmm. just learn. And also don't have the mindset of making money at the beginning. Put at your mind, back of your mind, that you're going to lose in this business.
Okay, at the beginning.
And then, like I said earlier, from the beginning, that tourism is
passion.
So if you don't have passion for tourism, no matter how you try,
don't stay. You will not last.
It's not last.
Then what do you have for us already in industry already?
Last time I learned from my friend IBM,
mm-hmm. Ibrahim.
He was trying to talk about collaboration, which is actually doing very well. I learned something from that.
Yeah.
He's doing very well. Yeah. But I myself, I have my own, how would I say, like everybody are different, you know. We have your own way you
do things. Temperament, way you do your thing.
So
as
in India, we stand as a brand, as alone. It gets as alone. So at least alone we are. So we need to, you know, we need to embrace each other, and anything that has to do with putting down other people, side talk or gossip, just stay away from those things.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage those who are there already,
try to lead to helping out.
Yeah. So that is what I'm going to.
Then what
about
our elders?
Our elders, well,
they have to respect them.
Yes, of course. I learned a lot from our elders, like Ikechi Uko.
That's our godfather in the industry.
Yes, I love him. I try to, especially him, he did try for me. I try to, you know, like 3 days ago, I was actually thinking about the man, because what he's trying to do for the young people in this industry is trying to promote them,
mm-hmm.
to project them into the world,
mm-hmm.
for the government to see most of the youth people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something that we don't know the benefit now.
Yeah.
In the next three or 4 years, we get to know the budget, what this man is doing for the youth, the tourism.
Mm.
You know, so then I will advise the elders to, you know, the youth are the future of Nigeria tourism.
Yeah.
Try to take us along. Anything that you know that is benefiting you as well, you have to take the youth along, mm-hmm. for them to be beneficiary of it as well.
Mm.
Because when they are benefiting from you, they are not going to forget you, even when you get at old age.
Yes, because you are going to be old one day.
Of course. And one thing I would like to advise youth in tourism is, there's an initiative I want to do now, which I don't want to pull out yet.
Okay.
We have a lot of elders in tourism. There are some people that are not actually functioning in the tourism industry.
Mm.
There are some people that maybe they are sick, some people that are old. You know, we need to visit them, to show care for them.
Yeah.
We need to visit them and, you know, show care for them.
Appreciate them for what they've done. At least they created that path for us. But you should not, like I was telling our last guest, that we can't throw away our godparents. Mm. We can't throw away the elder ones. We still need them because they created that path. So we should find a way we can acknowledge them and all that.
Yeah, so that is what I need to say.
Thank you so much, Baladi, for being here. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
And you guys, he came all the way from Ibadan for me, so please clap for him. Though he has a trip tomorrow, he's killing 2 birds with 1 stone. But still, thank you so much.
Yeah,
all right, then, bye everyone. See you in the next edition. And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.